bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. You are here with your hosts today, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're glad to have you here with us.
We sure are.
I Am Love Builders is a radio show that is dedicated to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy the show. Good morning, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah.
We're going to have an awesome show today.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest
that's very special
to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we love her dearly. And her name is Jonene McKenzie.
Well, good morning. I love being loved early in the morning.
Jonene is going to be here today, and she's going to tell us her story and why she is so passionate about relationships. So we're going to just have fun, enjoy.
Yeah.
Listen to what Jonene has to tell us. And
you know, in a way, she's responsible for us being here because,
yes,
you know, being part of the Center for Relationship Education and being facilitators for 5 years now, you know, we've become a family. And from that training and from those workshops, it kind of led to this, really.
You bet. Well, just God is so good. I am just amazed at what is happening across the country in that, you know, our gay friends, they're fighting for marriage.
Yes.
But everybody else is living together.
Everybody,
go explain that.
It's crazy.
It's upside down,
isn't it?
It's upside
down, yeah.
And I think we got to fight for it because our children need it.
Yeah.
Our children are at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And healthy boundaries are at stake, and healthy finances are at stake, mm-hmm. in relation to wealth building,
right.
and community building,
right.
and country building.
Right, right.
We need to get marriage back, and we need
Absolutely.
To do it in a way not going back to the 50s. Nobody wants to go there.
Right.
But doing it in a way that this is a friendship, this is healthy,
mm-hmm.
this is a equality of partnership,
right.
and this is satisfying for both people.
Right.
And we need to model these behaviors to our children.
Right. I always think about the us circle, you know, because you have the me and the you and I'm in your world kind of circle. And then you have the two circles that are equal, but they're kind of touching every once in a while. But then you have the us circle to where you and I are both in this circle and we're equal.
That's right. And we're helping each other. And God says two are better than one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Two are better than one. And when we have... when we have a 43% non-marital birth rate in this country, plus then you add divorce on top of it,
right.
you've got less than a quarter of our teenage young people living with bio mom and dad.
Wow.
That is shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not good for kids.
No, no.
And so...
those numbers, are those kind of across-the-board numbers, or are they community numbers, you know what I'm saying? Are they...
Well, they're an aggregate of the entire country.
Right, okay.
In the black community, we've got a 72% non-marital birth rate, but I can tell you that I've studied this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've studied it, and it breaks my heart because it was well-intentioned government policies that did this.
Right.
And when you talk to... the black community, and when I go to talk to the black community, most people would say that they absolutely love marriage, but they don't think it's within their reach.
Right.
It's for another segment of the culture.
Right.
And so we need to make it within their reach. And that's, in fact, our curriculum that
we
use.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Within my reach, within our reach.
Right.
And it's based on the data that people love marriage. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't know how to do marriage.
Right.
Right.
And so let's
never
teach.
Taught how to do it right.
Let's teach it. Let's model it. Mm-hmm. Let's change a generation.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned about the children needing healthy marriages. And I had the opportunity to speak at a women's retreat this past weekend. And one of the things I told the ladies is that the family unit will only be as strong as the husband and wife, as the marriage, because our children will model what they see, not what they heard, but what they see. And so if they see mom and dad in love and healthy and working it out, making it work, and still showing love and tenderness and making the children a priority, then when the children grow up, that's what they'll model.
Right.
They'll want a relationship that was like mom and dad's. But if they see it a negative relationship, then they end up modeling that too, because we just subconsciously do what we see and not necessarily what we know to do. Yeah.
You bet. And that's why it's very important. And I can tell you, let me just tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
We were asked to do a workshop in inner city Denver a couple of summers ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing to pay, they wanted to pay us a lot of money to do this 8-hour workshop. And we said, oh, you don't have to pay us. We have a grant. And we would like to come in and count these numbers and work with this particular community.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 67 inner city, middle school, high school, mostly boys.
Mm-hmm.
They were mostly minority children, mm-hmm. you know, who lived in poverty.
Right.
And so they said, oh, no, we can't talk about marriage. We don't want you paying for it, because we don't want to talk about marriage, because none of these kids come from a healthy marriage. And so my colleague who was going to do the workshop called me and said, what do I do? And I said, well, you honor her. Me honor her because she's paying the bill.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's silly. I mean, these parents probably didn't go to college, most of them, right. But we still talk about college.
Right.
So why is marriage a feel bad issue?
Yeah.
Why is marriage, so controversial? What is it about the M word?
Yeah.
That we can't say in the public square. And we need to change that.
Yes.
And we need to change that. So getting back to what happened. So she went in, my colleague, and she taught about healthy relationships and issues of the heart,
mm-hmm.
love languages, steps of intimacy, personalities, mm-hmm. all those yummy things, how full is your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids fall in love with her, always, because you're talking their language.
Right.
Issues
right.
of the heart.
Yeah. Right.
And they asked her to go to lunch with them. So to have lunch, the catered lunch mm-hmm. with them. So she sits with them, and now it's her time.
Mm-hmm.
She can talk about what she wants because it's her time.
Right.
And she asked all of these 67 inner city, middle school, high school, mostly boys. So tell me, how many of you have ever been to a wedding, ever seen a healthy marriage,
mm-hmm.
ever seen a healthy marriage in your neighborhood
mm-hmm.
Where there's safe and stable families? And out of 67 kids, how many do you think?
5.
0.
Oh my.
Wow.
Never been to a wedding.
Okay. Wow.
How many of you have ever been to a funeral? How many of you, how many do you think?
Half.
Probably all of them.
All of them.
And so just think about the mental health of that. Think about a wedding. Fun, family, friendship, food,
mm-hmm.
future.
Mm-hmm.
think about a funeral. This is what our young people are being exposed to. And then we wonder about mental health.
Yeah.
And then we wonder about gangs.
Yeah.
And then we wonder about alcohol use
right.
and dropout rates.
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
It's all connected. Issues of the heart. Your heart makes you move. Your heart makes you move, not your head.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart makes you move. And we know that from the research. It's that emotional connection. It's what about me and how is it going to affect me?
Right.
And it's not about your head. We can tell them all the stuff, but if we don't really captivate their heart, they're going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm so passionate about this, is because these inner city boys who said, hey, we want you to come to our school, lady. We want you to come to our school. They loved it.
Wow.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in the afternoon, the lady who's brought us in said, you need to talk about marriage. Because she saw what they were saying. Very cool.
Yes, yes.
And our children just want to see the other side. We just have to show them the other side. So many children live in environments where it's just gloom and doom and depressing, and there's no hope, and they grow up thinking that that's it. And we have to show them the other side. We have to show them that they can be whoever they dream to be. They can prosper. They can be president if they want to. They have it within them to value themselves. They can do it.
Yeah, and it's not something that has to be given to them. In other words, you know, if you're striving for something, it doesn't have to be because somebody gave it to you. It's because you worked for it and you earned it. Mm-hmm. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. It's not because somebody said, oh, you poor thing, let me go ahead and help you, you know, become this awesome movie star, this awesome president, or awesome, you know, whatever.
Well, one of the things we see in some inner city communities is learned helplessness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's learned.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, we can do this for you. We can help you. We can give you this. And so so what we want to do is, we do want to give something.
Right.
But this, what we want to give is tools.
Right.
Right.
And skills.
Yeah.
So that you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
Because there is dignity.
Yeah.
In doing it yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Self-respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to build in these communities, is self-respect and dignity.
Sure.
And even in some service organizations that I'm a part of, mm-hmm. you know, where people come in and they go, you know, they're wealthy and they want to give back to the community. And you know, they don't want to do it too much because, right. you know, they're just too busy.
Mm-hmm.
So they will do things like, you know, they'll give backpacks in September, mm-hmm. and school supplies. And right. they'll give a turkey in November.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give a, you know, Santa's workshop in December.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know what? You're not handling it. You're not preventing it.
No.
And there is dignity in buying your own backpack.
Yeah. Yeah.
And doing your own turkey.
Yeah.
And buying your children your own Christmas presents.
Yeah.
So let's give this dignity back. Let's give this power
right.
back to our communities.
Yeah. All right. they're doing is kind of massaging the symptom. You know, they're not solving the problem at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where my passion comes from.
Yeah. I like the example that we heard a couple months ago when Elba Guillory was in town, and he talked about if you look at the hand, when the hand is with the palm facing up, the only thing you can do with that is, somebody can put something in it, and then you can feed yourself if they put something in your hand. But if your hand is just turned to where the palm is facing down, you can grab stuff. You can grab a tool. You can grab a book. You can do all kinds of things. You can turn pages. But you can't even turn a page of a book with your hand facing up.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. It's so simple, but it's so powerful. And that's where our community is. Our community has the hand, palm facing up, and they're not able to do much for themselves. If we teach them how to turn their hand around to the palm is facing down, same hand, but now it can do a lot more.
You bet.
Yeah.
Empowerment.
Yeah.
That's what we need, is
yeah.
empowerment.
Yeah.
And just think, it wasn't too long ago, we had enough pride in our communities, pride as people, mm-hmm. that we were excited to achieve. We were excited to work, to grow, to acquire,
right.
to become who we were meant to become.
Right.
But now it seems like that's lost, but we got to get it back, Jimmy.
Yeah.
We got to get it back.
Yeah.
And we're going to work on it.
Yes,
yeah.
we are.
Yeah. Well, we're off to a good start. We're here in studio with Janine McKenzie from the Center for Relationship Education. My name is Casper Stock. I'm and my awesome, lovely wife, Cheryl, with IAmLoveBuilders.com. You can reach us at IAmLoveBuilders.com, or you can do a search on Facebook for I Am Love Builders. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sign watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based, and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the King of Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and we're glad to be back, and we're here in the studio, Casper and I, with our dear friend, Jonene McKenzie from the Center of Relationship Education, and she is here with us today, and we're excited. So, Jonene, we just have a question. What is your story? How did you get here?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is what happened. I am a former Air Force nurse, and my specialty was cardiac care and intensive care nursing. And I was married to a Air Force physician, and we moved to Colorado after several years of being in the military and traveling around. And I had four babies in 6 years.
Wow.
All right.
All right. And the nursing schedule didn't work for my life. And so I became a stay-at-home mom. I was lucky enough to become a stay-at-home mom. And I was living in Evergreen, Colorado. And I became PTA president. I was very involved in the community. I did a lot of stuff with young people. I was teaching Red Cross babysitting. I was teaching CPR. I was teaching first aid. I was also teaching a class called Savvy Sophisticated Sixth Graders.
Oh, wow.
Which was a social skills class around phone manners and how to eat, you know, how to set a table and all those things. And it culminated with a high tea at the Brown Palace. So, you know, I had a waiting list. You know, I had a waiting list. So what happened was my seventh grade son came home with a permission slip to learn about his body in science class. And I thought, why am I getting a permission slip from the teacher to learn about your body in science class? So I went to the teacher and I said, what do you guys, why do I need to sign this? And he showed me the curriculum, and it was reproductive science. And then it was contraception. And I said, Dave, how do you get from body parts to contraception?
Right.
There's something missing here. And he goes, well, this is what the county gives me to teach. So I brought all these kids together that I was teaching with the permission of their parents. And I asked them what did they want to know about sex and sexuality.
Okay.
And I could have knitted a quilt with how long it took the first kid to answer. But because no adults ever ask kids what they want to know. Adults just assume they're going to have sex and they're going to want to know this and they're going to have to know how to use a condom and rah, 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 rah. Okay, so after the first kid answered, it was about a relationship question. It was, you know, does anybody ever stay together anymore?
Wow.
Another one was, how come boys do this? How come girls do this? How far is too far? How will I know I'm in love? These are great questions.
Yes.
And so there wasn't Google back then. You know, I'm pretty old. And so I took these questions to, I had to go do some research. I got to answer these questions for these kids. These are great questions. And I knew their brain was concrete, not abstract. And so we need to have some concrete answers. And so I went looking, and guess what? I bumped into the research. I had no idea that there were actually researchers out in the public square doing research about what makes relationships work and what makes relationships fail. I was blown away because I never had any of that research. I got married on a wing and a prayer. Okay, it was a hard marriage and it eventually ended, which is another whole story. But the point is that that when I bumped into this research and started to get to know Dr. Stanley and Dr. Markman at the University of Denver, Center for Marital and Family Studies at the University of Denver, I was blown away with what they were doing and how they connected me to other researchers. And so we put together some, you know, here's the research. I put together some activities and I went back into the school to teach it to my Because relationship education is a missing piece in sex ed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the missing piece. It needs to be a three-legged stool.
Right.
Learn about your body. Learn about relationships. Learn about prevention or reduction of risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call it prevention. It's reduction of risk.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, I went back to the classroom. They knew I was a person of faith. They were thinking I was going to do the Jesus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, I didn't. I did the research thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the kids fell in love with this, and it was a buzz in Evergreen, and talking about the best sex, how to have the best sex. And so we brought parents in for the second semester. And the second semester, a parent brought in the Denver Post. They did a cover story on it. And within a year, I was in 40 schools.
Wow.
And I knew I hit a nerve.
Very good.
I knew I hit a nerve, and I borrowed some money against my house. And I called in curriculum writers and child pedagogy specialists, and I went back to school to learn about how to do this and how to create something that was undergirded in research and theoretical frameworks and child pedagogy, how kids learn.
Right.
And the weight training was born, WAIT, which stands for Why Am I Tempted?
Right.
Wow.
And
good.
It was born. And then 20 years later, we're in 43 states and 7 countries. And we got a lot of abstinence money early on with some of the government programs, and you know that abstinence is not cool.
Right.
I mean, it's not, that's not a cool word.
Right.
It's so we changed the name of weight training to real essentials, relationship education and leadership, and it's the real essentials to learning how to live life, do love, and do relationships. And it's also about leadership, and about overcoming temptations.
Right.
And it's a curriculum that deals with all the clusters, whether it's alcohol, drugs, cheating, pornography, anything that would get you off track. This curriculum will help you find a promising and incredible future because we give you the skills to do that based on the literature. And protective factors that kids need to succeed. So then it grew into, some TANF money from the federal government grew into, hey, this is, not having marriage is a big deal. Not having fathers is a big deal.
Yes.
We see that in the literature. So the federal government came out with fatherhood money, and they came out with marriage money, and we applied. And we got the marriage grant.
Very good.
And that's where you guys came in.
Yeah,
right.
How many years ago?
About
now?
9 years ago.
9 years ago, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have modeled incredible work with the quality of our trainers like you guys to come in, and you were trained by Dr. Stanley and Dr. Markman.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's all research driven, and you go into the community and do these workshops with adults, and we do the workshops with kids. We actually do workshops, and we also train teachers across the country. So we've trained over 18,000 teachers in the last 20 years. We are reaching 1.5 million young people a year through these workshops in schools and communities and churches across the country.
Right.
Wow.
Very cool.
That is a blessing.
Very blessing. I mean, and I was telling you earlier, if somebody would have told me I was doing this 20 years ago, I would have said, what are you smoking? Because it's just been a wild ride.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is be available to what God wants me to do.
Right.
And this is where my passion is. And of course, then, my husband left me in a 20-year marriage. We moved down to Denver, built a house, and it was very stressful to build a house. And went from one hospital to another hospital, and he left the marriage, and it was shocking. It was shocking to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So my passion also comes from not only forming families, but also preventing divorce. Because although I am remarried, and I am really happy, and life is good, and God restores what the locusts have eaten.
Right.
My children are still children of divorce.
Yeah.
Right.
And during holidays, it comes out.
Yeah.
And during birthdays, it comes out.
Yeah.
And during those special occasions, I see the woundedness.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to prevent that for the next generation of young people.
Mm-hmm.
Because parents say, the kids just care that we're happy. No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They care that they're happy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so let's make them both happy. Let's make you happy in your relationship, and let's make children feel safe that their parents are not going to split because they love both their parents.
That comes with commitment safety.
That's right. Commitment safety.
They need to know that you're going to stay in there regardless of how many bumps in the road we have, mm-hmm. and you're not going to check out, because then the children think that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And not only with relationships, with school,
mm-hmm.
with life, mm-hmm. with their job,
mm-hmm.
you know, take this job and shove it.
Wait, right.
Well, in this economy? Oh, right. No.
You better go to work.
Oh, no. So, and I'm not talking about unhealthy marriage. I think sometimes marriages need to end. Yeah. When there's abuse,
yeah.
and
right.
there's danger.
Danger, yeah.
Yes.
No. I just want to let people know we're not for marriage for marriage's sake. We're for healthy and mm-hmm. for satisfying
mm-hmm.
and for, you know, all the yummy things that God wants us to have, that abundance
yeah.
that God talks about.
Yeah.
So it's not just for marriage's sake. It's for, you know, two are better than one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching a class a couple weeks ago. It was a within my reach class, and one of the guys in the class, he had decided early on in the class that he was not interested in having any more serious relationships. He had been so wounded in the past that he was done with that, and he was always confronting me about things that I would say, and he said, well, you know, but that's this and that's that. I said, yeah, but you have to understand, I'm talking about a healthy relationship. we're laying the foundation for a healthy relationship. What you're talking about is what happened in the past that was unhealthy. So, you know, so you have to look at it from a different perspective. You've got to change your mindset. And by the end of the workshop, he started to kind of, you know, I mean, he wasn't totally ready for a relationship, but he started to open up a little bit and say, yeah, because he had been looking at it as if it was not possible.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy relationship is not possible, so why even go there?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Well, that's the generation that we're dealing with. Why people live together.
Mm-hmm.
Why they cohabitate.
Right.
It, you know, it's not that they're bad people.
Right.
That's not it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's because they have not seen, they don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, you know, if we live together, then at least, you know, I have an out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many research articles about living together and mm-hmm. how unhealthy it is
mm-hmm.
and how it actually sets you up for
mm-hmm.
heartache.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just need to get the information out. We need to get the research out. We need to start talking about marriage in a healthy way in the public square.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when people do a marriage joke in a, you know, I go, excuse me, I'm offended. You know, because, you know, what we know from the research is married people are having more sex, better sex, more,
right.
you know, more
right.
satisfying sex.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell the kids that.
Yeah.
And I also think it's just, I can't never get with the living together, because regardless of whether you're living together or apart, you still need to learn how to communicate. You still need to know how to handle conflict. And so what's the difference in that and marriage? Because even though you're living together, you fall into the same role as married people.
Yeah.
So you still have to learn how to communicate. You still have to learn how to handle conflict. You still need to learn how to love, how to have a healthy relationship.
Yeah. In my class from time to time, they say, well, it's just a piece of paper. And I say, great. If it's just a piece of paper, why don't you get it? It's just a piece of paper.
That's awesome. That's a great answer.
So we just like to thank everybody. We're going to be taking a little break here in a moment. And we thank you for tuning in to I Am Love Builders Radio Show.
Yes. I want to quickly talk about the love taps. So we have something we want you to do. It's called a love tap. And a love tap stands for telling a positive story. So we want you to call into the show. We want you to email in. We want you to go to our Facebook page. Tell a positive story about a spouse, about your children, about someone in your life that has done something positive when it comes to relationships. And in doing that, we're going to share information about you. Maybe it's about your business. You know, maybe it's about your program, whatever you're doing. So do a love tap.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Can I do a love tap,
You can
too?
Tap me all day long, baby.
Okay, honey.
Right. Oh, get a room.
We're going to be back in just a moment, folks, after this commercial break.
We'll be right back.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio. Stay in the fight to the final round. You're
not going under. Hello, everybody. We are back, and we're back in the studio with our special guest, Jolene McKenzie. And she has been sharing her story with us. A lot of really good information. You have some good history there, Jolene, and we're so glad you're here in our office.
Well, I'm humbled and honored to be with you. I'm just, you know, I just think that radio is the new medium to get the word out, and yes, we have big dreams.
Yes, we do.
All three of us, don't
we? Yeah, we should probably talk about some of those dreams.
Let's talk about our dreams.
Okay. We'll let our guests go first. Talk about your dream.
Well, this is my dream. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it. Because we train all over the country, I went to Alaska to do a big training. Mm-hmm. And they have a BP, British Petroleum has a building in Anchorage that is a state-of-the-art training center. Mm. All the nonprofits in Alaska can use this building, and they have it staffed, and there's a child care center, and there's a business office, and there's a catering kitchen.
Wow.
And there's unbelievable technology in there, and they have video rooms and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was so impressed with that I said, we need that in Colorado.
Right. Yes, we do.
And how do we get that? And currently there is a building real close to my office that I get to see every day. And I think I am just going to pray and claim that building to be the state-of-the-art training center for the state of Colorado.
Yes.
That every nonprofit in Colorado can use that building and to increase professional development of the people that work there, even their volunteers, so that we can become more effective and more efficient in serving others. Also, because it's a very big building, it used to be a 24-hour fitness building.
Okay.
With an upstairs, downstairs. Mm-hmm. It's very large. I thought also we can use that for an event center we could rent it out rooms that could be used for retirement parties, perhaps, or birthday parties, or wedding events, or luncheons, or whatever, because a lot of people can't do this in a hotel, because, you know, hotels, the cup of coffee in a hotel costs $17 a pop. So we want to make it affordable and make, you know, life a celebration, because that's what life is, those special touch points.
Yeah.
Get us through the hard times is remembering the celebrations. So using that, charging a little bit of money so that we can be entrepreneurial and social entrepreneurs and use that money to serve others. And in the meantime, what I'd like to do is I would like to offer a free wedding to an inner city couple, a black couple or a Hispanic couple, because in those communities, marriage is going away.
Yeah, yeah.
And
as you were saying, most of them don't even know about marriages and stuff. You know, they never they never attended a wedding.
Right, they've never attended a wedding. And when you ask people about marriages, because I said earlier mm-hmm. about within, we want to make it within their reach. And right. we want to do like a contest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we want to do our classes with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to give them a free wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. and get maybe some bridal vendors and some photographer vendors mm-hmm. and rotate the vendors. They yeah. can also, they can yeah. all donate
yeah.
to this special event. And then every wedding, mm-hmm. once a month, we'll do a wedding. Every wedding will have a media person there.
Oh, wow.
Very okay, good. Because everybody loves a wedding, right? Right. Everybody wants to cover right. a wedding. Yeah. It's all so fun. And so we bring in the media mm-hmm. and then we start highlighting this in these communities across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the word out that this is an organization that is doing free weddings.
Yeah.
And it's not like just for the free wedding.
Right,
it's not
right.
it's not about the wedding.
Right.
It's about the marriage.
Right. right.
And then we have a human interest story connected mm-hmm. to it. And we start compiling these
yeah.
these family stories.
Yeah.
And we bring back marriage.
Yeah.
You know, Operation Bring Back Marriage.
All right.
And so, and in that regard, I know that, and we'll also follow them. We'll also nurture them. We'll mentor them throughout their married life so they could come to us mm-hmm. with issues and ongoing classes. And I know you have a dream that could be right alongside of what mm-hmm. we do.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, tell us about what you're thinking with your dream.
Well, one of the things Casper and I have talked about, and we have even driven around the city, outside the city, looking for land and looking for homes, but we want to have like a marriage conference center / campus. And our vision is to have a big house, maybe a mansion or something, kind of like on a bed and breakfast style. And with that, couples can come, they can get away. They could have peace and quiet and serenity and the beauty of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they will also get workshops and seminars about relationships, help them do their marriage better. You know, like we say in Healthy Marriage Project, if your marriage is a 5, let's move it up to a 6. You know, let's work on that and deal with conflict, deal with communication, deal with how to make a decision, how to value each other, how to have emotional safety and commitment safety and community safety, as well as physical safety in your relationship. So our dream is to have these couples come. We'll have different programs. Some may be for a weekend. Some may be 7 days long. And they will come in, they'll choose one of our curriculums or one of our programs, and they will get training. They will have time to also talk it out. Knees to knees.
Right, right.
A lot of knees to knees.
Yeah.
And
a lot of hot tubs too, right?
Yes, we'll have hot tubs.
Okay.
And we want a beautiful ground so they can go out walking and hold hands and therefore stir up intimacy.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yep.
have people to start flirting with each other again.
Right.
Be intentional about your marriage. Be intentional about your relationship and scheduling a date night and
right.
having fun.
Right.
And put as much time and effort into each other as a husband and wife as we do as parents for our children.
Or work.
Yeah.
Or study. Or
yeah.
whatever your hobbies are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's like you said, be intentional and make this happen because it's good for the heart.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And it's good for the kids.
It's
yeah.
good for the
and
whole family.
And it's good
family.
For the country.
It
yes.
is.
Yes.
I can tell you our democracy is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Our democracy is at stake. Because the building block of a healthy country
mm-hmm.
is family.
Right.
right.
And we now have the building block of a country, government.
right. mm-hmm.
And
right.
we need to, and we can't afford this anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, government tries, and they have like 95,000 programs.
Right.
And government cannot do what a family
no.
can do.
No.
And government cannot love well.
No.
They might be able to provide a meal,
yeah. yes.
but they can't provide a hug.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
right.
So that's our country depends on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are patriots, all of us.
Yes.
yes.
And we need to get the word out to
yeah.
those who have some resources
mm-hmm.
to say, this is something that has high impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
going to happen. Our dream is going to come true, and we are going to be partners.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we could also even incorporate having some training sessions where we bring in children and start teaching them about communication, start teaching them about intimacy more than sex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And start teaching them how to learn how to communicate when you have conflict, or how to be a good friend, how to love, because people don't know how to love. Matter of fact, the definition of love is a little twisted right now.
Right.
People don't know what love really is, or their definition of love is actually detrimental to all of us. It's not helping at all. Yeah. So we need to bring that back. We need to have agape love, what it means to be unconditional, to be unconditionally loved, and to give unconditional love.
Right.
And that's a skill. That doesn't happen naturally. Mm-mm. That's a skill.
Yeah. On our other show, Bible to Business, we're going through a book called The Circle Maker book, and it's by Mark Batterson. And what's really cool about this, and you can use this in a building because it's close to where you're at, so on a lunch break or whatever, you can walk around the building and do a circle prayer, a circle walk around that building. And as they did in the Jericho days, when they walked around Jericho and so forth. And he talks about this in his book. It's an awesome book. So doing that on a daily basis, just walking around the building, you know, people say, why is this woman keep walking around? Because this is my building. This is a building God's going to give to us, you know, and just keep drawing that circle around that building. And maybe we can have a little field trip. We can all walk around the building.
That'd be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah.
All the facilitators, you know, we'd be all in.
We'll all in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be all in because wouldn't it be great to have a radio station there?
It would. Yeah. Yay. Look at Clarence is happy.
Wouldn't it be great to have a video, a videography room there?
Yeah.
So that television we can, studio.
Mm-hmm. So that we can do e-learning.
Recording studio.
And wouldn't it be great to just do all these things in this place that are all things family?
Yes.
And it's all things family. And I'm also going to try to get a hold of HGTV and say, get over here. We can help. You can help us design
decorate.
It.
Right. Yes.
Right. You can help us design it. And we could do a show about it on national TV. And you're going to get all kinds of people and all kinds of sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Like a reality show?
Yeah.
Like a reality show.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Only a family, actual family reality show.
It's not building a building. It's building a nation. It's nation building right here at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes, we need infrastructure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But we need infrastructure in our families.
Right.
Yes, we do.
And so that's really where we want to go. And we, you know, we'll have benchmarks. We'll study and we'll see how effective we are. We will make sure that we are doing this well, so that we can showcase that anybody who donates to this will show that we are working it out and we are making it happen. We're not just doing, you know, feel good, you know, compassion, but we are actually doing benchmarks. We'll have an evaluator to come alongside of us to do this with research. Mm-hmm. This is really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of pastor friend of mine, he always says, there's nothing wrong with the institution of marriage. Mm-hmm. The problem lies with those who get involved with it, who come into the marriage. They don't understand it. The institution of marriage itself is perfect because God made it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we don't know marriage. We don't know how to relate to each other. We don't know how to love. We don't know how to be married. We don't know how to communicate.
Well, yeah, and it's funny. And you mentioned this early on. You know, the gay population now is fighting for marriage.
And everybody else is
like... everybody else is just like, well, nah.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I'll pass.
It's a little backwards, isn't it?
It just boggles the mind to think about it. So, and you know, one of the things that we must say, especially in the Christian community, is we must learn how to love those who disagree with us.
Right.
Yes.
And so, you know, when we actually even work with gay couples, we actually, not that we endorse anything, but we just, every human, whether you're, you know, young or old, black or white, rich or poor, gay or straight, wants to be loved well.
Yeah. Yes.
And so this is a way for the Christian community to really come in the public square with the compassion of Christ and with knowing what the human heart really needs.
Right.
And we just need to be a 10. Right. You know, many of us, you know, many people, as young people are walking around and they're a 1. Mm-hmm. No. We need to get them to a 10.
Right. Yes.
Right.
So that's healing. That's non-judgment. Mm-hmm. That's inclusiveness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's walking, you know, doing the Maslow on steroids. Mm-hmm. People who say hierarchy of needs. The hierarchy of need is to be loved well.
Right.
Right.
Yes,
right.
We need food, water, clothing. Yep, we need that.
Yeah.
But guess what? We need to be loved well.
Yes, we do. And the other thing is, Janine, is to offset, change the course in the Christian community, in the believers, the body of Christ, the divorce rate. We shouldn't have such high divorce rate. Yeah. That is just
in fact, it should be abnormally low. It should be noticeably low. It should be 10% or something, you know, really just, wow, I can't believe that.
Right. And in the Christian community, it's equal.
All right.
Yes, and it shouldn't be. So we gotta change that.
You bet. And we will.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
All right. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment. You're listening to I Am Love Builders. My name is Casper Stockton with my awesome wife, Cheryl. And we have our guest in studio, Janine McKenzie from the Center for Relationship Education. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website. www.ctkradio.com.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Here in the studio at I Am Love Builders with my handsome and adorable husband, Casper.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. And our special guest, Janine McKenzie from the Center of Relationship Education, has been with us today. And Janine, I was thinking about, we talked a little bit about relationships, but I was thinking about, Casper and I did 1 year, we had a booth. Healthy Marriage Project. We had a booth and it was downtown. I believe it was a women's conference. You remember we went, honey, and we were at the booth and we were passing out our flyers, mm-hmm. you know, saying there's another workshop we had coming up.
Right.
And you remember how sour the women were?
Oh, yeah. They're like, my husband this and he's never going to go.
A lot of the women were divorced and they were just sour, they were bitter, and they were, some of them were just mean, not necessarily mean toward us, but you can see just how hurt and how wounded they were.
Yeah.
And I walked away thinking, I was so grieved at these women, because you know, the truth of it is, they do want a companion.
Yeah.
They do want to be loved. It's just that it didn't turn out right, maybe the first, second, or the third time. They haven't figured out how to do it right, so they've gotten sour on it. But underneath all of that hurt feelings and emotions, they want to be loved. Yeah. They want a husband.
Right.
They want someone there with them. And I was just thinking how we could so help minister and heal to those who've been divorced.
You know, the Center for Relationship Education has divorce recovery. We do divorce recovery. Hmm. And all we do in divorce recovery is the get real. I mean, it's like ageless. The activities that we do with the kids, we do with the adults. Hmm. And we also work with Dr. John Van Epps, who is an incredible researcher and psychologist. Mm-hmm. And he has a book called How to Not Marry a Jerk. Or Jerkette. And
where was that book 42 years ago?
I know. That's what I want to know. And he has an incredible piece of research called the Relationship Attachment Model. Mm. It's called RAM. The Relationship Attachment Model has five building blocks of building healthy relationships. And it's very clear, and it's the clarity on it is just the way he puts it together. And so that's one of the things that we do with divorce recovery, as well as with high school kids and college kids and the different workshops that we do. But
sure.
It really clarifies the confusion for how to rebuild. When you are in a divorce, and yes, I hear it. I never want to be in another relationship.
Right.
I never.
Right.
But guess what? The heart's a lonely hunter and usually tries to find a place to land. Mm-hmm. And these people will be in another relationship within a year.
Mm-hmm.
They will be, because that's what the research tells us. But they'll be there with unhealthy behaviors and unhealthy habits and patterns. So what we want to do is break those patterns, give them new patterns, give them compassion and all the yummy love kind of ooey gooey stuff that we give them, and then also give them a skill set that as they walk out into the world with their heart fire, that they can do this well the next time.
Right.
So the answer to that is yes, absolutely. We need to get to those people who are never married and doing single parenting thing. And I know how hard that is. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I used to say, I'm not lonely. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I just need a helper. I'm on one side of town and I need to pick up a kid on the other side of town. I need a partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that is, you know, partnering with purpose is what we need to be doing, is partnering with purpose and intentionality. And Dr. Stanley calls it deciding rather than sliding.
Right. Yes.
Deciding rather than sliding into your relationships. Yeah. And so that's where we're going and that's what we're doing. And we hope that the people or your listeners will join us in that.
Yeah.
We'll call us. We'll come to our website at www.myrelationshipcenter.org.
Yes.
We'll ask us questions. We'll tell us what they need. We'll share their heart with us, because we will develop a program for you. If you have a special need, if you have something that we haven't heard of before, which is unlikely, because we've been doing this for quite a while, but we want to hear from you. We want to hear what your issues are, because we can help you.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, if you're in the Denver area this weekend, Cheryl and I are going to be doing a marriage workshop at High Point Church. This is a church over, the address is 6450 South Southlands Parkway in Aurora. That's Eric. Zip code 816-80016. And it's going to run from 9 to 4:30. We're going to be going through all the training and techniques we've been talking about today. It's just a great workshop. A couple quick things about it. It's, first of all, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's awesome.
That's right.
We feed you.
Excellent.
Feed you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent meal. And we have childcare. So there's really no excuse for you not to be there. It's going to be a great time. And if your marriage is at a 5, you know, this can take it to a 6 or a 7. If you're struggling, it can get you back on track. So it's just a great way for you to come out, hang out with us. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lecture all day kind of thing. There's needs to needs lesson plans and things we do that will help you in your relationship. So again, that's going to be this Saturday, the 11th. Is the 11th? Yes.
Yes, this Saturday 11th at High Point Church.
High Point Church.
And High Point Church is directly across the street from Southlands Mall.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, a lot of people, when they hear about marriage workshops and seminars, they think, husbands think, well, is something wrong with my marriage? Well, it's not a matter of whether there's something wrong, and you shouldn't reserve yourself to attending a workshop or a seminar about marriage when there's trouble.
Right.
You should go anyway just to enhance, to nurture, and to improve what you already have going on.
Yeah, well, you would say, well, is something wrong with my golf swing?
Yeah.
Everybody needs to have a golf lesson.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why they have the, you know, the putting greens, and they have
right,
the,
that's why they have the driving range.
Driving range and putting greens.
So you practice.
Yeah. You do practice.
It's like, there's nothing wrong with your golf swing. You just need to go and get better.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, we just want to keep getting better and better. And we, you know, even in my marriage, every so often, you know, I'm like, oop, I did that wrong. Can I get a mulligan? Can I do this over? Can I get a do-over? And we get the Etch-a-Sketch out. I get a do-over.
Yeah. Absolutely. So before we run out of time, tell us again how they can get in touch with you and how they can get involved with what we're doing.
Well, if you know anybody that has the means to buy us a building, that's the first thing.
Yes.
Okay. You can call us at 720-488-8888. That is our office number. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the website, which is www.myrelationshipcenter.org. We currently have a contest going on our Facebook page. Oh. It's What Does Love Look Like?
Okay.
And you can win an iPad Air. You could win all kinds of prizes.
How do they get to that Facebook page?
They can go to just Google Facebook Healthy Marriage Project.
Healthy Marriage Project.
And on the Facebook portal. Mm-hmm. And you'll come right to our contest. You can go to our website and you'll hear about our contest.
Now, can facilitators win that?
I was going to ask the same question.
Because I'm just saying.
Friends and family of the ministry cannot do that. But but we were actually looking for young people. We want to get young people involved in this, and we want them to tell us what they think love looks like.
Right.
Because this is a national dialogue that needs to take place in this country.
Sure.
And that's one of the things we were planning on doing on the show, is have a call in, and we were going to have people call in and tell us, describe to us what marriage today
looks like.
Marriage/relationships.
Yeah.
You know, when we do the workshops, we have them to draw the picture.
Right.
You bet.
So we want to do it on the radio show where people can call in and share with us what they feel relationships and marriage today look like. So we're going to set aside a day where we're going to do that and have call-ins. Right,
yeah.
Clarence?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to have call-ins so they can call in and tell us what they feel marriage looks like.
Well, that's awesome, because I think there needs to be a national dialogue about this. And let me just tell you that the welfare money that is now being block granted to states used to be a federalized program, and now it's a block granted to the states. Mm-hmm. And in Colorado, it's block granted to the counties. So 64 sets of county commissioners get to decide where that money goes and how that money is implemented. And so three out of the four TANF criteria, which is TANF stands for Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, have to do with marriage. Did you know that?
Wow. Wonderful.
And so that's another place where we need to go to. We need to go to our county officials. We need to go to our people who work in child welfare. We need to go to our teachers. Mm-hmm. We need to go to our churches. Mm-hmm. And we need to create this national dialogue about what does it look like to be healthy, because we do these anti-bullying campaigns.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How about we do a pro-kindness right. campaign?
That would be good.
You know, because let's give kids something to say yes to.
Yeah.
Let's stop pointing the finger and say, don't do this. Let's give them something to do that is good for them and good for the country.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
why
good
we
for
do
their
the
school.
Tap. That's why I want to do the love tap. Tell a positive story about somebody.
You bet. Yeah. You bet. And that's what we do, is we don't say no to sex. We say yes to relationships.
Yeah.
We don't say no to bullying. We say yes to kindness.
Yeah.
Because we want to become we don't say yes to domestic violence. We say yes to emotional safety.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a positive way, just teaching towards something rather than always pointing the finger in somebody's face and say, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Because people don't like to hear that. It hurts their feelings.
It does.
You know, and I get my feelings hurt easily.
And there are a lot of people who are already wounded.
Exactly.
And that's what they need. Just one more thing to make them, you know, feel down about themselves.
Right.
Or feel like they can't achieve or raise above any obstacles, because they've lost their hope, basically.
Yeah, and that's what we all need, don't we?
Yes.
We all need something to hope for, something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to do with our young people, with our old people, with our middle-aged people.
Everybody.
Everybody needs this around the globe. Let's start here.
Amen. Yeah. It's like that song, was it the Beatles? Everybody needs love.
Right.
All you need is love.
All you need is love, yes. If I could sing, I'd sing it, but that wouldn't be good.
That's for another show. That's like the Gong Show.
Uh-oh.
Did I say that on live too?
You did.
Well, you can make a joyful noise.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll just say it. Okay. All we need is love.
Okay. There you go. Good for you.
That works, baby. I like that.
For you.
Well, we're excited to have our guest in studio today. We've been talking about marriage and relationships. And, you know, as she said, dude, that's what it's all about, you know, and having that going on. So we're excited to be here on Christ the King World Radio. It's I Am Love Builders. My name is Casper Stockham. My awesome wife, Cheryl, is here with us as well as a host. And we are looking forward to you coming back and doing the love tap. Tell a positive story out there and share that with us, and we'll share it on the radio. We'll see you guys on the next time.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.